Ottawa Mayor Patrick Taylor, dazzling dahlia proclamation. You're looking sharp amongst all those dahlias.
That festival is about to take place at the Bascom Visual Arts Center. It will be a merger of botanical and artistic activity. I think that's going to be a wonderful event starting on the 4th of September going through the 6th.
And you're fresh off that Mountaintop Arts and Crafts show, and you had all of your wares out there. I'm still enjoying your mugs, and so is everybody else who comes into the radio station. And a shout out to all the artisans like yourself.
I want to emphasize that because, you know, that's been my profession, being in the visual arts. I get to know the artists and craftspeople that work these shows, and believe me, they work hard for a meager living for many of them, making the tour of all these art shows. So I appreciate what they do when they come and show. And yes, Sally and I, now that we're both in our 70s, realize it's really hard work. We just have to move things from my studio on Pinecrest a half a mile, and I just don't know how some of these folks that show in these art and craft shows do it. We were just exhausted on Sunday evening when we returned and had to repack and store all our stuff, including the tent. It's just a big event. I want to give credit, though, to the Mountaintop Rotary Club. They have really moved that festival forward. There are a lot of great artists in the show, and it's an event that people in Highlands really look forward to, and it goes to so many good causes.
The festival raised $15,000 probably plus for the PACU Theater.
That's wonderful.
Back to school. And we do have to mention that tragedy in Minnesota, and we always have to be vigilant.
That's right. And being a former educator, you know, this is a special time of the year for our young people, who are very excited about going back to school. My grandchildren, I know, were fired up returning to school, being with their friends. Faculty are ready for the students. Parents are ready for the kids to go back to school. And it was a real tragedy what happened in Minnesota. It illustrates so that those kind of terrible situations can occur anywhere in the world now. And I just wanted to assure people that we have a school resource officer through the Highlands Police Department and the Macon County Sheriff's Department. They all train together to respond to any potential dangerous situation at our school, as well as all of our staff and faculty members and administrators of the school. They are prepared and go through training also to respond. So I just want to assure people that we take those kind of threats to our young people seriously. It's a shame that we have to make these preparations, but it's essential that we do it. I know that in the past, and I used to hear this all the time, Highlands has been viewed as a retreat community. We say we can come up to Highlands and nothing bad can ever happen in Highlands. I like that hope, but in reality, in the world today, something bad can happen anyway. In our law enforcement, and everyone has to be prepared to respond, our first responders. Our people take those kind of threats very seriously and are ready to respond if, God forbid, something like that were to happen here.
You have to be ever vigilant. Thanks for reminding me. The town web page has been launched.
We've been working with Civic Plus, and they design and operate and maintain 90% of all the websites that towns and cities throughout the United States use. We've rolled out this week our new redesigned website. I think it will be an improvement in that our town clerk especially will be able to get out announcements and information constantly on the website, as well as if we have any important information on the town app. Anytime you do a new website, it's kind of like a new ship. It's a shakedown cruise for the first week or so. If anyone notices a problem or think that there's something that we can do differently to improve the website, let me know at askmayorpat.com. Call at 526-2118. Ask to speak with our town manager, Josh Ward, and we certainly will consider any suggestions about the website. I'm glad that we've gone through that process. They have downloaded all the records and information. For example, the videos that we have of our past board meetings can be accessed there. The minutes will be accessible on the website, as well as forms. For example, if you want to apply for a building permit or any kind of town forms, all of that is on the website. Let me put in a plug for a vacancy. We have two vacancies coming up on the Zoning Board of Adjustment. We're seeking applicants to become alternates on the Zoning Board of Adjustment. And here's what I mean by that. An alternate is a member of the Zoning Board, but when they start, do not have to vote. They come to the meetings. It's almost, if you will, a learning and training situation for maybe several meetings or even a year. If we have a vacancy occur like we have now, the alternates will move into those positions, and then we have to bring in some more alternates. So if you would like to apply for consideration to be on the Zoning Board of Adjustment as an alternate, you can go on our town website, and there's a form for application for committees. And we certainly would like to have people who live in town who are full-time residents to step forward and volunteer to be an alternate. One of the things that concerns me, Steve, is that we've got to maintain community engagement. For example, serving on the things like the planning board, the zoning board, people running for office. I guess I could say, oh, I'm thrilled that I'm running unopposed and we have no one challenging the current board members. Plus, Jimmy Tate applied to fill Brian Steeler's position and no one else did, so he's unopposed. A self-interest, that's good. It's a relief. But for the good of the community, I think it's important that we have people who are willing to serve and are willing to put their names forward. I know it's sometimes kind of intimidating and even potentially embarrassing if you didn't get the votes, but that is an important civic act by declaring that you are willing to support the community. And in the coming elections and years, we'll need people that are willing to put themselves forward for the public review for a board position.
You know, driving around and, of course, coming in out of town, the crews are still working on those warning lights for people coming out or going into Little Bear Pen.
Yeah. MD Hames electrical contractors are putting all that wiring in with the three different flashing warning lights in that system. People think, well, the mayor's an expert on dredging of Mirror Lake. No, I'm not. He's an expert on the electric grid. All of these things require a lot of experience and expertise. When they said they were going to come hook it up, that they'd just, you know, connect a few wires here and there and everything would be fine. But they're having to bury cable and make sure it all meets code and then coordinate the lights and everything. So hopefully by the end of this week, it'll be operational.
As you were reporting just a couple of weeks ago, then the crews struck granite just below the street, so they had to rework everything.
Well, that was the first simple solution. They're machines, I've seen them use them, where they can literally bore and drill under the streets and not disturb the paving. And that was the plan until they hit solid granite, and those machines won't go through the solid rock. The alternative was that they'd have to do lines in the air with posts, and that's what they've had to do.
Time of the year for the Dahlia Festival golf tournament. And if you're going to play golf, or maybe if you're not going to play golf, you know, you can always send a check if you're not a golfer. You can contact Brian Steeler or Town Hall, as you mentioned
That's
earlier.
Right. It is the Highlands Town Scholarship Golf Tournament this year. It's going to be great, as always. Just call Town Hall at 828-526-2118. And we'll be happy to give you the information so you or your team or group can participate. If you don't have time to do it or don't play golf, just call Town Hall and say you'd like to make a contribution. And we'll be happy to give you information about how to make that contribution. And all of those contributions, of course, are tax deductible.
Speaking of our holiday weekend, the Town Hall will be closed on Monday
for Labor Day. But here's the good news. Our garbage pickups, if you're scheduled to have your garbage picked up on Monday, the trucks will be there. I always tell people, we operate garbage pickup on all the holidays except Christmas and New Year's. To me, that's a value-added benefit for being with the town garbage department. We keep moving the garbage on these holidays because people generate a lot of garbage during that time. One other thing I want to bring up, someone was writing on Facebook, one of my good friends. I'm not on Facebook, so I don't follow Facebook. I have my own website. So if you want to express a concern, that's the way to make me aware of it. They were talking about the buildup of cardboard at the little mini recycling trailer at the rec park. We're aware of that, and especially during the summertime, over the weekends, we have large amounts of cardboard, and our response to that is we probably will put an extra cardboard container there to see if that'll help alleviate that overfilling of that container.